Welcome all to the FSHD Society radio show. Thanks for being here yet again on another segment today for World FSHD Day, as we recognize this day, June 20th, as a global impactful day of recognizing FSHD and kind of getting it out there, making sure beyond our circle of people within our community already, that we expand our reach, go global, and talk about this day in particular and recognize FSHD. And today we have yet another great guest on. His name is Mel Hayes. He's from Fulcrum. I've talked to him on several occasions in the past. In fact, before we hit record, we were reminiscing on the brief introduction I had of him about a year ago in Florida when we introduced him and talked to him then. But we've talked since, and now here he is again. Mel, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really excited to be here. This is obviously a very exciting time and a very exciting day. So looking forward to a conversation with you about that today.
Thank you. And you are the COO, right, of Fulcrum. Did I have that right, sir?
Yes, you are 100% correct. I am the Chief Operating Officer at Fulcrum. I've been here now for about 2 years and have thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, coming to Fulcrum and working in FSHD is one of those areas where the reward you get is the advancement you get. So as you see programs develop and you see the community get more and more engaged, more excited, it makes me excited as well. So yes, very exciting times.
With your role at Fulcrum over the last couple of years, what has been like the biggest change perhaps from when you started to where it is now? You use that word excited. Yeah. That makes me excited, Mel, you know, yeah. The fact that you're feeling that energy. So what's kind of been the last 2 years? What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been a journey, and I think a pretty interesting and exciting journey. When I first joined, we were just coming out with the Redux 4 data. Mm-hmm. So the community was waiting with bated breath, and the data came out, and we were trying to figure out how to progress forward. And since then, we've obviously launched a Reach Trial, which is the first phase 3 program in FSHD, which is super exciting. And we're progressing very, very nicely with this program. We expect to fully enroll it by the second half of this year, which is exciting. Nice. Anytime you're in any area, especially a new area like FSHD, you want to make sure that you have the right number of patients enrolled within the time frame you were hoping for, and that's always mm-hmm. great for the company, but also more importantly for the community at large. So mm-hmm. really excited. But that's been probably the biggest thing that's happened for me in the last 2 years, is making sure this program continues to advance and we get patients enrolled and sites up and going. And actually, as you mentioned as well, in our sort of preamble, you know, very exciting initiatives are being launched this year, today, as a matter of fact, Project Mercury. And this is a first of a kind in the way it's being rolled out. And I've been in the industry now for about 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this was happening with Project Mercury. So pretty excited. Oh,
yeah. So then with your perspective then of Project Mercury, you talk about there 30 years you've been in this industry. Mm-hmm. You've seen nothing like this before. Why is that? What makes this so different? What is going to be the big difference? What is the excitement built up about Project Mercury for those that don't really know much about it?
Yes, what's exciting about Project Mercury is that it's the first time I've seen complete alignment. Mm-hmm. You have the patient community, advocacy community, and industry, and all the affiliate and allied partners coming together to figure out how to ensure patients are ready for innovation. And that's exciting. I mean, the fact that you have everyone put their heads down, you know, pen to paper, thinking through how do we make sure the community is ready for the innovation that's on the horizon, putting resources behind it. We are the global sponsor from an industry perspective, and we're a sustaining member, so we are fully dedicated to seeing this thing through. And I think that in and of itself speaks volumes about how important FSHD is to Fulcrum as a whole, but then all the industry partners are all in and understand that if we work together, we're going to advance this community in a very, very, very significant manner. And like I said, I've been in multiple disease areas, and a lot of time you have maybe the industry excited about it, maybe the advocacy community, but everyone coming together at the table around one initiative is, in my opinion, the first of a kind. Like I said, 30 years of industry gives you that perspective.
So the goal then of Project Mercury is this collaborative alliance between what advocacy groups, pharma, other parts of the industry within the community coming together to overcome what goals? Is it those bottlenecks throughout the process of getting treatments and cures? Is that the purpose?
It's a little bit of everything. Actually, I would say 3 or 4 key areas though. Okay. First is getting patients involved in clinical trials. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously right now there's our program would reach, but then behind us is other therapies, IV, sub-Qs, gene therapies, and so forth. So making sure there's at least, I think, 10,000 is the goal of patients involved in clinical trials, or at least registered to be involved in clinical trials throughout the globe. Huge initiative. Mm-hmm. I think secondly, making sure patients understand how to be ready once therapies are available in the market. So if there's an access component of that, so making sure patients understand that if your particular country requires genetic testing, or you need to help build up a database around treatment in your particular country, that that's being put in place before the drugs are being launched in respective countries. And nice. Also, to me, what's really exciting is that they're building advocates at the local level. And that is so important. I mean, I know the old saying, how's it go? Squeaky wheel gets the oil. It's mm-hmm. true. You have to be vocal. You have to be aligned. And getting advocates trained and ready to go, professionalizing people to be out there, advocating for themselves, goes a long way. Engaging with your senators, your congressmen, state and federal is so important. I think that's all that's part of the Project Mercury mission, to really make sure that patients are engaged at every level. Industry's working hard to continue to advance therapies, and getting patients involved in these trials, all critically important.
So how would a person, like, are we looking for our community to get involved as well, or is it just those that are at the table within this Project Mercury?
Everyone. Our goal is to galvanize the entire community. And that's the only way it's going to work. If you look at communities like hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, what has made them so powerful over the years is they're aligned. I mean, they fight, they go to Congress, they create their initiatives, and they go about together aligned to advance the space. And I think that's so important for you to do if you're going to advance for yourself and get more funding and different other aspects. And to me, the more partners that come in, the more resources that are put to bear to help to advance and to help to ensure that patients get what they need in terms of care and overall focused education and so forth. So all that's so critically important to have everyone involved, not just the ones who are involved in the initiative, but that everyone sees this happening, and hopefully more and more will join over the years to come.
Then does it go then hand in hand with a day like today, World FSHD Day, with the orange slice selfies and social media, try to get it out there, almost like kind of like the ALS, you know, ice bucket challenge, or trying to get some type of traction, trying to get some type of awareness out there. Is that key in order to fuel a little bit of what's happening with the Project Mercury?
Absolutely. I mean, we know there are roughly 7,000 mild genetic diseases out there, and everyone's sort of vying for their spotlight.
Yeah.
A community that's aligned and that voice is strong is much more powerful. It brings more attention to it. And like from what I mentioned, all the different stakeholders, and not just industry, but also your congressmen, your senators, and your other advocates and so forth. So yes, it's critically important. These kind of initiatives kind of just bring about overall awareness. Also, it forces people to at least inquire on what is FSHD? Yeah. You know, and I guarantee you, most people don't realize there's 750,000 plus people worldwide with FSHD, you know, 30 to 40,000 in the U.S. alone. And just understanding that in of itself, hopefully gets people excited about the fact that there are people out there who have their disease, or you know someone who may have it, and therefore they don't feel so much alone. So those connections you make across the globe are so important. We have some pretty exciting people, as you know, who are part of Project Mercury, people who everyone knows. These kind of individuals will be critical because it puts that sort of normality lines. And listen, I'm not alone by myself. I have people like, you know, Chip Wilson, who have FSHD too. And they're out there vocalizing their support for the community. That's important. There's other people who we know who have either family members or other people they know who have FSHD. So the more people who are talking about, who are out there advocating, bringing attention to the community, is a very, very beneficial and helpful thing.
Absolutely. Well said. Yeah. We kind of need a louder voice. And Chip Wilson, people like yourself, Mel, helping us out, Fulcrum backing us up. That is a huge, huge, huge help. We need more people to know about it. So yeah, wear your orange, put it on social media, do whatever you can do today to kind of, I kind of celebrate it, recognize it, you know, don't be shy about it. I think the more the people that know, the more we can, as you said, shine the light on it, at least for this day, and kind of own our time with it, because, you know, we really need people to line up and kind of help within this project and other things. What do you see, Fulcrum, then, and the steps going towards a cure treatment over the next, you know, year, 2 years, so forth? How does the future look?
Yeah. Yeah, we are, as you know, we were founded in 2016. As a matter of fact, next month marks our 7th year since we were actually founded. And ever since then, we've been really focused on FSHD. So for us, the FSHD community is in our DNA. This is a community that we mm-hmm. feel very, very beholden to, and we want to do whatever we can to continue to advance the space as much as possible, obviously through therapies, but then overall education and other types of things that we think will be beneficial to make sure the community at large is growing. So we're continuing to innovate, thinking about other ways we can bring technologies forward to continue to build off of our first innovation. But that's our goal, is to continue to advance care, to advance hopefully more therapies, and to stay engaged. That's why we are a global sustaining member, because we feel that we were the first ones in the space to really put forth the effort with Redux Forward, then of course Reach. And when you've done stuff like that, your responsibility is increased in many ways. And we know so many patients who are involved with our company. They're in our offices talking to us, talking to our employees, and it's exciting. We have a meeting tomorrow with our employees here in Cambridge, and you know, we're going to have the FSHD voice in that meeting throughout, which is a great thing to have. So, you know, all that's the way we continue to stay close to the community and advance our effort to advance it.
Beautiful. Well, glad that you're in our corner, Mel. Thanks for being with us today on World FSHD Day, letting us know what's gone with Project Mercury from Fulcrum's point of view. Huge advocate in our corner. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for us.
No problem. It's a pleasure. Good to see you as well.